Brooklands Radio presents Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell and Alison Florence.
Hello and welcome to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell, and my colleague Alison Florence.
And we'll be covering subjects relating to business, the challenges facing businesses in the area, as well as new opportunities and innovations.
But now to our first guest. Alison Florence interviewed Reza Armini at the opening of his latest restaurant, Henry's Kitchen, which has just opened in Bridge Road, Hampton Court, the only eco-friendly, sustainable restaurant in Elmbridge Borough.
I'm here talking with Reza Armini to talk to him about Henry's Kitchen, which is a brand new restaurant which will be opened by the Mayor of Elmbridge, Mike Bennison, and it's named very appropriately after Henry VIII. Appropriate because it is situated just a stone's throw from Hampton Court Palace. Now, Reza, when you started your career, you were a civil engineer, so did you always have an interest in food, or was this as a cook or someone who just enjoyed eating it?
Since I was a teenager, I enjoy spending time in the kitchen, playing around with food. And then when I went to university, normally students end up with cheese on toast, but still, I used to entertain all my friends at home and cook for them, and I really enjoy cooking at home.
So what's your speciality when you used to cook at home then?
Mainly Italian food. My wife is Italian, and that's where the influence comes.
So how long ago did you open your first restaurant? Where was that?
I opened my first restaurant back in 1996, and that was El Torito restaurant, which is Mexican cuisine, back in High Street, Isher.
And how many restaurants do you have now?
Currently, I've got three restaurants, and the Henry's Kitchen in Hampton Court is the fourth one we're just opening.
So when you're looking to open a restaurant, what do you consider and how do you gauge whether it's going to be popular with customers?
Well, we look at different factors when we decide opening a new branch. That depends to the location, what sort of clientele, our target audience, and see if the catchment would fall within what we are looking for.
So does it actually depend on the area, what sort of restaurant you would choose to open?
Yes, of course. We need to see what other competition are in the area and what sort of cuisines are popular with the locals.
Now, before we actually talk about Henry's Kitchen, your brand new sustainable restaurant here in Hampton Court, tell me about the other restaurants you have.
I have another Italian restaurant, a casual dining called Casa Nostra, situated in the Broadway in Wimbledon, and we've been trading there for the last 5 years. I also got a small tea room and a brasserie called Clarence in Church Street in Windsor. We serve mainly teas, coffees, afternoon teas, which is very popular with the tourists, and we serve a combination of Italian and British cuisine in the evening.
And do they have a common theme, or are they all very individual restaurants?
They're all very individual restaurants. The one in Windsor, it's an old listed building. Therefore, the character, the setup, is this blend in the building, and that's reflecting in the menu and the service we have in there. In Wimbledon, it's more casual. People just pop in for a quick pizza or a pasta on the way home, or lunchtime, or before the theatre or cinema. And our other restaurant, Square Olive in Hampton Court, is more of a fine dining Italian.
So where did the idea of opening a sustainable restaurant come from?
It has become more and more apparent that we have been affecting the climate, and this has been at the back of my mind in the recent years. Following the last year's horse meat scandal, I realized just how concerned the public is about where the food comes from. This has led me to join the Sustainable Restaurant Association earlier this year, and subsequently to open my first sustainable restaurant, Henry's Kitchen, in Hampton Court.
So what is actually different about a sustainable restaurant?
A sustainable restaurant, as a part of our sustainable policy, we will be taking a number of initiatives in order to reduce our carbon footprint, as well as to support local businesses by shopping locally, and also to put back into the local community by supporting local charities, giving opportunity to local young entrepreneurs to come and help to work with us. It's been a great challenge for me, I must say, but it's a rewarding one.
So was it very difficult indeed to make everything sustainable? And did you have to sort of give up on some of the ideas because it was impossible to put those into action?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's almost impossible to have a 100% sustainable restaurant. What we are trying to do is that as much as we can, try to source our ingredients locally. Therefore, we try to change our menu according to the season 3 or 4 times a year. We try to source our meat, chicken, cheese, many other ingredients locally. But obviously, certain ingredients are not available in the UK and need to come from abroad. But we try to do our best to source out local products.
Now, I was wondering about the amazing plan you've got to use rainwater to flush the toilets in your new restaurant, which is very useful, of course, during the weather we've had recently. But what would happen if we had drought conditions? How would the rainwater get into the system there?
Well, it's a system which works with the main water supply, and also we will have a tank stored on the roof. We would collect the rainwater. Obviously, when it rains and the tank is filled with the rainwater, the toilet would be flushed with that. And during summertime or the time there is no rain, then we would be using the main water supply.
So what are the advantages to the customer coming into your restaurant of having a sustainable restaurant?
Well, the first thing is that they can be assured where the food comes from. We buy our chicken, free-range chicken and free-range eggs from a farm just outside Windsor. All our meat comes from a butcher in East London, which they source out their meat within 140 miles radius of London. Majority of our fish comes from British coast, and those comes from fishery. We buy from fisheries which are approved and they are sustainable.
So is it actually enough, do you think, to encourage people to use your restaurant rather than just use one of the high street places where food can come from anywhere in the world?
No. Of course, the quality of the food, the level of service and the ambient we will provide, and on top, the sustainability factor would complement what we are offering, what set us apart from the other competitors.
So when someone comes into your restaurants and looks at the menu, will they be made very aware of where all the food and drink does come from that they're about to eat?
Yes, we would point out on our menu, for instance, if our chickens are free-range, the eggs are free-range, we're trying to tie ourselves with one particular farm that we could source out all our meat. Obviously, this is a first-hand experience, and it would take us a few weeks or maybe months for us to establish ourselves, and we can link ourselves, and we could actually put down exactly where each ingredient, fresh meat or chicken, comes, and also majority of our vegetables would be coming from local farms, which we would be naming them in our menus.
Now, do you actually employ people to go round to local businesses and taste their products, or is it just enough to know that they are locally produced?
We are a part of a Sustainable Restaurant Association. We would use those suppliers which are recommended by the association. Obviously, they need to go to rigorous test by the association to make sure the products is what they claim to be.
And are there many other sustainable restaurants around the area?
Well, as far as I'm aware, we are the first independent sustainable restaurant in Elmbridge Borough.
So you didn't go elsewhere in the country to see how other sustainable restaurants worked?
I have spoken to a couple of restaurants in London through the Sustainable Restaurant Association, get some feedback. I've read a few comments online from various sustainable restaurants, and after that I've decided to join the association.
So what food are you going to be serving at Henry's Kitchen?
Henry's Kitchen in Hampton Court would be serving a combination of modern British and European cuisine. We have a variety of dishes in there. For instance, we'll be serving a British favourite, fish and chips. We'll be serving burger and chips, fish pies. We would have pastas and risotto on our menu. Also, we would be serving ribs, to name a few.
Now, you say about serving fish and chips, but I know the fish you're going to serve is going to be certified by the Marine Stewardship Council. What does that tell your customers about the fish?
Well, that is sure that the fish are caught, comply with the rules and regulation. The fisheries are monitored on a regular basis, and that would give a confidence to people. They know where the fish come.
And do you have any other ambitions to have more restaurants in the future, or do you think this is going to be enough for you?
I like the challenge. I thrive on new challenges, and I'm hoping once Henry's Kitchen is up and running and it's a success, we can roll out in other areas as well.
And would you like to just tell our listeners whereabouts Henry's Kitchen is, when it's open?
Henry's Kitchen is located in Bridge Road in Hampton Court, just a stone throw away from the main entrance to Hampton Court Palace. And we are open 7 days a week, all day. We'll be serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, and throughout the day you can pop in for a cake, for a cup of coffee, or for afternoon tea.
So opening hours are from what time in the morning until what time in the evening?
We'll be open from 7 in the morning until 11 at night. Being the first sustainable restaurant in the Elmbridge would inspire other restaurateurs to follow suit, and we hope people would support us and we'll be successful.
You're listening to Surrey Business Affairs on Brooklyn's Radio, for and about local businesses in Surrey.